You're listening to Boss Ladies and Babies.
Business Blab with Megan. It's time to take off our mom hats and let our entrepreneurial side show. So grab a notebook and give yourself a bossy timeout. Spring has sprung, and our homes aren't the only places that need some tidying up this time of year. This is around the time of year where the excitement of our big New Year's resolution goals are starting to wear off, and some of our ideas may have some cobwebs hanging around that could use a little dusting. Clutter might be piling up here and there, and we might be feeling like we could use a little pep in our step and a little tweak to our systems to help pull us and our businesses out of the winter rut. Don't worry, I've got you. I created a free Spring Clean Your Business Challenge that will get your business from a digital disaster to so fresh and so clean in just 6 days. Even better, each task will only take you about an hour to complete. The challenge is self-paced and runs the entire month of April, so snag your spot at the link in the show notes and get ready to do some serious spring cleaning. Sometimes all we need is a little accountability and support, and this 6-day challenge was created centered around both of those things. Joining the challenge gets you into a private Facebook group with the other members of the challenge to share your wins, ask your questions, and make some new connections. At the end of the month, all attendees are invited to a Zoom party to meet face-to-face, celebrate our successes, and a chance for you to ask me all of your business questions, not just about spring cleaning, about business in general. So what are you waiting for? It's time to make your business sparkle. Join the free 6-day Spring Clean Your Business Challenge at the link here in the show notes.
Welcome back to Business Blab with me, Megan. So Instagram is not my bestie right now. I have shared a lot about how my account was deactivated back in December. If you've been following along, you've seen a good portion of the saga and how that all went. But I realized that I never really followed up now that it's official that my old account isn't coming back and I've started a new one. And I really want to share what that experience felt like for me, because it could happen to you today. It could happen to anyone. And I never thought it would happen to me. And to be honest, it actually felt kind of good to start over. So today I want to dive in on what I actually learned during this process, because believe it or not, I did learn a lot. And I feel like I spent the appropriate amount of time to grieve my old Instagram account, which sounds ridiculous, but let's be honest, we put a ton of work into our IG space, and the memories and the connections and all of that is actually really hard to lose. But starting new has actually felt really great. So let's get into it. I'm going to start with the bad, and then I will also share the good. So the first thing I'm going to start with, I can harp on this all day forever and ever and ever. I've said it before, I'll never stop saying it. You need to have an email list. And Instagram deciding to disappear on so many of us, like really, this is happening to a lot of people I know with even more established accounts than what I had. It really is the perfect reminder of why you need to make this happen. Like today, right now, if you don't have an email list, go do it right this second, because email marketing really is the real deal. And Instagram is a great tool to point people to your email list where all of the real stuff is going to happen to move the needle forward in scaling your business. So please, please, please believe me when I tell you this is so important. I also learned that Instagram really is not everything. Now, if you would have told me this a year ago, I probably would have laughed and shrugged it off like, yeah, right, they don't know what they're talking about. But I've learned a ton and I'm so happy that I have. There was a time that I would focus all of my time when I was working on my business, posting on social, and the dopamine hit that I'd get from crafting the perfect post and people were liking and commenting, it was really enough to make me feel like I was super successful in my business. Yes, I know there's a lot wrong with what I just said, and we can dive into that in a whole nother episode, but truly, it was enough to make me feel like I was making it. Something that I've learned from my amazing mentor is that social media is not a business strategy, and along with email, it's really important to have a complete anti-social plan, as my mentor Holly calls it. and connecting with people in other places besides social media, then supplementing those connections with a social media presence is really how things should work. So I've put the link in the show notes so that you can check out my mentor's theory and learn about how to create an antisocial plan. But this is something that has helped me so, so, so much. One of the things that hit me the hardest about my Instagram disappearing was losing all of my posts, specifically my photos and my captions. I looked at my Instagram as a beautiful album that showed my growth in my business and my real life. And like I mentioned, oftentimes I spent way too much time crafting these posts that just got taken away. Now, not all of it has been lost, thank goodness, but what I did lose, it really stung. So from here on out, I'm backing it all up. I encourage you to do the same. I used to just write my captions in Instagram. Like I kind of am more of a fly by the seat of the pants when it comes to writing. Like when it feels good, it just comes out and I would just type it right there in Instagram. But now I'm actually writing all of my captions forever in a Google Doc and then copy and pasting that over to Instagram so that if this were to happen again, I wouldn't lose all of that. And the stories, the highlights, the reels, that was all really hard to get over losing, especially as I'm building my membership community, the Boss Ladies and Babies headquarters. I had every story that had to do with that from the beginning when it very first started. That was really hard to lose because that was such a fun way to watch the growth of that space. So that was tough. And then this one is probably the biggest loss, quote unquote, from a business stance. I didn't have any systems to back up my leads or my connections in my DMs. Some that had been following along and being nurtured by my content for literally years. Now, I happened to remember some of their accounts so I could follow them on my new IG and get reconnected, but many of them were just lost. Poof, gone, like they hadn't ever been watching what I was doing at all. So I learned to track the connections that I'm making and really make sure I offer a spot on my email list just in case we lose touch, because I'd like to think that some of them are also wondering where I went because I just literally disappeared and it's really sad. So that was a big, big learning lesson for me. Now, let's get into the good because there are a few pretty great things that came from the experience too. The first one is a new audience. I was really able to focus on rebuilding my audience with people who could really benefit from the value that I had to offer, to really connect and serve my ideal clients and make sure that I'm being super intentional about who follows me and also who I follow. With that being said, I was also inspired to really nail down my messaging and make it ultra clear what I'm all about, how you can learn from me, and what I can do to solve my ideal clients' problems. And so having that new space to start fresh was a great reset to really make sure that I was being ultra, ultra clear. And then better boundaries. I kind of needed a slap in the face to realize that Instagram wasn't everything. Sure, I had things in place and my business didn't completely implode when Instagram disappeared, but I did rely heavily on Instagram. And so not having it for a couple months was a really freeing experience for me to see, like, I am still growing my business. I am still making money. Instagram isn't everything. And I'm actually happy that I had this experience. Do I want it to happen again? Absolutely not. But I do have better boundaries now with Instagram and a better understanding of the role that it actually does play in my business, which is not as big of a role as I thought it was, and probably what you think about yours as well. So I'm curious to know, what would you do if your Instagram went away today? Let me know in the review section on Apple Podcast or send me a message at megan@bossladiesandbabies.com. And until next time, stay bossy.
Thank you for listening to Boss Ladies and Babies. If you liked this episode, be sure to rate, review, and leave us some feedback. Make sure you follow us on social at Boss Ladies and Babies. Join the conversation in our private Facebook group and check out everything we have to offer like community, coaching, merch, and more at bossladiesandbabies.com. And until next time, stay bossy.